Welcome to the Nonsensical Nation, where that thing we used to call common sense is still alive and well. This podcast is going to cover a much broader landscape than my other podcast, Fact Checking Darwin. But despite the broad nature, Nonsensical Nation has as its fundamental tenet that all things we perceive as negative, whether it's political, societal, ethical, or moral, have at their core naturalism. And when I say naturalism, I'm including secularism and materialism. It's my belief that especially now, the major threat to individuals and our society as a whole arise from the adherence of our leaders, educators, and the media to naturalism. So what do I mean by naturalism, you may ask? The term naturalism, secularism, materialism are frequently used interchangeably, and I use the term naturalism as a synonym for all of them. But they're similar because they are all essentially negative philosophies. Each demands that you cannot and must not believe in God, you cannot believe in absolute morals and ethics, or the existence of an absolute right and wrong. And each of these negative philosophies demand that you must employ the mechanism of relativism. And I promise you, when you are seeing relativism, you are seeing hypocrisy. And when you see hypocrisy, you are seeing a hidden agenda. And we see this every day on our lovely media, which frankly I call the infotainment industry because there's no journalism left anymore. Okay, so let's jump into some failures and consequences of naturalism. But right off the bat, I mean, that's a problem. Consequences. Who believes in consequences anymore? You sure don't get it on TV. You sure don't get it from our politicians. But anyway, first and foremost, naturalism is the worldview that every law and every force in the universe is natural and not spiritual or supernatural. However, how are you going to believe that? How are you going to believe that there cannot be a supernatural God? The only way is if you actually understand everything in the universe, which clearly nobody does, or you have to believe that everything will eventually be explained by natural laws. But oops, guess what? That, my friends, is a faith argument. And that's just as unscientific as belief in God. So right out of the chute, naturalism is self-defeating. So let's see, there's one example that I like. It's Michael Ruse, who argued in the Darwinism trial, the 1980s Arkansas creationism trial. He argued Darwinism is actually a science, but he has since changed his mind and now, quote, acknowledges that evolution is metaphysically based, grounded in unproven beliefs that are no more scientific than the set of beliefs on which creationism is based, period, end quote. But we knew all of that. And naturalists have a real bad habit of overextending themselves and making unjustified claims. And the most famous of those is Carl Sagan, who is the one that stated that the cosmos is all that is or ever was or ever will be. But now how do you know that? Are you serious? You're going to tell me that you know everything that ever will be? What Sagan has unwittingly done is thrown all of science into the realm of religious dogma. It takes as much faith to believe Sagan's worldview as it does St. Paul's. You know, honestly, you could go on and on with examples, but one of the best ones is Friedrich Nietzsche, the naturalist icon. And he based his whole doctrine on Darwin's evolution and was extremely hostile to Christianity. It's very ironic that Nietzsche ridiculed and considered the Christian moral values such as humility, mercy, modesty, meekness, compassion, and service of one another as a weaknesses. And don't forget, it was Nietzsche who was absolutely fundamental to the Nazis. So when you get right down to it, what really are the consequences of naturalism? And basically, it means there is no design, no purpose. Everything in the universe is an accident. Therefore, and you can't escape this, life has zero meaning. There are no morals, no ethics, no right and wrong. Humanity is just an accident, and we are no more significant than the animals. There is no God from whose image we were created. But this makes a real interesting dilemma. And I had a lot of fun with something I read from PETA, the big evolutionists, the big naturalists, who got all upset because they believe eating meat is equivalent to murder. So let's think about that. If you believe that eating meat is equivalent to murder, then I don't see how committing murder is any different than eating a cheeseburger. If a human life is an accident and meaningless, then animals' lives are equally as meaningless. Why treat them ethically? Animals only have meaning if there's a God. But these PETA people can't figure that out. And don't expect them to either. But since the universe is just an accident, I enjoy watching very intelligent people trying to explain how intelligent life was created. Actually, I don't enjoy it. It's extremely frustrating. And maybe frustrating isn't even the word. It's infuriating. One of my favorites is the Nobel laureate and Harvard professor George Wald, who explains how intelligence is created despite the incapability of mere chance to do the job. And he admits that mere chance can't do it alone. There has to be something else. Of course, it can't be design. We can't have that. And this is how he explains it. And it's a quote. Quote, "One has only to contemplate the magnitude of this task to concede that the spontaneous generation of a living organism is impossible. Yet here we are. As a result, I believe, of spontaneous generation. Time is, in fact, the hero of the plot. The time with which we have to deal is of the order of 2 billion years. What we regard as impossible on the basis of human experience is meaningless here. Given so much time, the impossible becomes possible. The possible, probable, and the probable, virtually certain. One has only to wait. Time itself performs the miracles." End quote. Well, first off, if it's a miracle, that's supernatural. And another thing, no, we don't have 2 billion years to create intelligence. We only have 540 million years to go from the Cambrian explosion, had trouble thinking of that, to mitochondrial Eve. So, I mean, what are we quibbling over 500 million years? But it does make a difference. If I'm not mistaken, time is not a force. Time has no energy. Time has no mass. If statistically anything and everything can happen, what one has is chaos. If everything is going to happen, that's just pure chaos. Since we know that anything and everything have not happened, then explain why just certain things did happen. According to Wald, the Nobel laureate and Harvard professor, chance and time are causative agents through which impossible things become certain. Are you serious? And what's worse, this quote was in Scientific American, supposed to be a good journal. And what do you got? No idiot believes this. But you know what you do have? Thanks to evolution, naturalism is now the dominant religion of modern society. But naturalism's barren, and it's created a moral catastrophe. Ironically, naturalism just rejects the concepts of God, yet claims to be responsible for the creation of man. But oddly, somehow it's only God who can create love, mercy, morals, ethics, which are the only things that make any of us human. So what are the unavoidable negative consequences of naturalism? And I think basically naturalism, through its tool evolution, and I do mean tool, it does away with God. And when you do away with God, that avoids any moral accountability. you can't have restrictions on whatever you want to do, right? I mean, we all got to have fun and get everything we want, right? I mean, where's the fun of that, having any restrictions? I wanted to keep this initial podcast kind of short, so I'm just going to kind of cut it off. And to conclude, basically, social Darwinism is the progenitor of naturalism, and that is responsible for creating Marxism, fascism, totalitarianism of the state. In America, we are now currently observing the rise of totalitarianism and actually experiencing the consequences of naturalism. Make no mistake about it, God is under attack. America is under attack, and the attack is coming from all directions thanks to the corruption of our politicians, the legal system and judicial system, and our educational system. And then, of course, you can't forget what used to be called the media, which I call the infotainment industry, which is probably too nice. They're just a propaganda machine for Marxists. So keep your head on a swivel and stay tuned.